When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so let's dive into this, see if we can get a little assistance. It's also up on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. It's from Paula. Hey, Ben and Kelly, got a weird story for you both. Need a little advice. My 11-year-old daughter, Megan, we're using that term in quotes, change the names, recently went to play with a new friend, Brooke. Okay. Brooke's mom and I have spent some time with the girls together. She seemed sane.
Wow.
Then Megan came home and told me Brooke's mom let her 4-year-old son pee in the aisle of a bookstore because the bookstore's bathroom was only for customers.
What?
Brooke's little brother had to pee. The sales associate wouldn't relax the rule. From what Megan tells me, she set her son down, helped him pull down his pants. Megan and Brooke found the public urination to be hilarious. Brooke's mom told them the sales associate should have let them use the restroom because it was, quote, obviously an emergency.
Oh, wow.
I think she behaved like a crazy person. And I don't want Megan to spend time with her anymore, and I don't want to ruin her friendship with Brooke. This seems like a weird story for my very truthful daughter to create. But I probably need to talk to the mom anyway, right? I'd be interested in whether any of your listeners have experienced anything like this and how they approached it. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is awkward. Like, that is, that's not an example I think that I'd want my kids seeing either. I mean, also, maybe a lesson learned for the sales associate that for little kids, maybe if you're in a bookstore, aren't you a customer?
I mean, yeah, I
would think.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah.
I am a little confused as to why they were turned down for the bathroom break.
Those logistics, but still.
Yeah. But I don't think the way that they handled it was best by letting the kid pee in the bookstore.
Not at all.
Can you imagine the cleanup?
No.
Oh, gosh. I don't think you can sell those books now.
Wow. And just, okay, there's one thing to be upset and to say, well, let's go, kids. We're never shopping here again.
Exactly.
Another thing to vandalize the place.
Yeah, that's literally what that is. Yeah, not a good example at all. I mean, I completely agree.
Oh, you know what?
With her concern about all this.
I think you're right. I think she probably meant the restroom was only for employees.
Okay.
I bet that's what it was.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Or they just walked in and went directly to say, hey, do you have a restroom? And
then they're like, you're not a customer yet, or
you haven't bought anything.
Yeah, that's weird.
But then you can go and look at books after.
Yeah. Okay, so the question, though, that Paula is like, okay, I need to still talk to this woman.
Right,
obviously.
And just say, hey, you know, Megan came home and told me this crazy little story. I just wanted to, you know, talk to you about it and see if she was making it up or whatever. Like, how do we choose the words that don't immediately put her on the defense?
Allison says, not sure why the fake names, because I'm sure there's not too many people leading their 4-year-old into a bookstore to pee. Maybe you don't know the story.
Friends probably didn't know the story. The people that know them probably weren't there and didn't know the story.
So this is where we need you to chime in, okay? 502-795-1997. Do you have experience with maybe not this exact sort of example because this is very unique, but maybe dealing with a parent or you know, your friend's your daughter, your son's friends, parents, where it's just like a little bit awkward. How did you? What do you say? All that stuff.
Just find the words to approach the mom about it and then kind of express that you don't condone that behavior. I don't know. It's a tough conversation to have.
All right. We'll take your calls and your comments on the way next on 99.7DJX group therapy. Paula realized after a recent play date that her daughter's friend's mom is a bit nuts. She let her 4-year-old son pee in the aisle of a bookstore because the bookstore's bathroom was only for, now she said customers, but we're like, okay, maybe it was only for employees. Maybe it was for customers. Then they just ran in there real quick. I don't know. She's asking, does she risk ruining the friendship by not letting them play? And then how do you kind of approach it with the mom?
Yeah. So Crystal from West Point said, I was actually the kid that had the friend who had inappropriate parents. When my parents started putting two and two together, they decided that only she could come to my house. I was never allowed to go back to hers. That a lot of people actually suggested that could be the one way that you get around this. Mm-hmm. Tracy says, keep your child away from the mother. She sounds crazy. Allow the girls to hang out at your house in your presence only. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't talk to the mother about it. It's none of your business. She's going to raise her children the way she sees fit, albeit wrong, but her way.
Mm. Okay.
Now, Brittany's like, that's disgusting. You find another store or you buy something cheap so you can use the restroom. You don't let your kids urinate in the aisle.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah. Carol's like, great teaching opportunity. Have to talk with your daughter about why this behavior is unacceptable and move on.
Now, Haley's giving kind of a bit of a warning almost. Like she says, when I was little, my mom was besties with my little best friend, and my mom and her mom had a falling out. My mom didn't let me play with her anymore. Now, years later, she said she regretted not letting me spend time with her daughter because looking back, it wasn't that big of an issue, and it caused the falling out. So, you know, it's just a suggestion of, again, kind of keep the kids together, but maybe at your house as opposed to theirs.
Yes, I really agree with the fact that we don't let the lessons being taught by the other mom be around our daughter too much.
Melissa.
My first thought is just, you know, be an adult, just approach her in a good way and, you know, not make fun of the situation, but just kind of put it lightly and, you know, just kind of say, hey, you know, my kid came home and, you know, was talking. Did this really happen? I'm just trying to find out what happened. You could approach it that way.
Yeah. And then off the air, Melissa told us a story of how she was an aunt to her niece and allowed her to go in the sink at a fast food restaurant.
Because it was too disgusting to use, but it was an emergency. So what do you do?
What do you do? Like, here, I'm going to lock the door. It is going to have a bridesmaid's moment here.
Yep. She's like, I ran the water.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So I like the idea of, all right, let's maybe get the kids together at your house. And I also like the suggestions of, hey, so I heard this crazy story from my daughter.
Yeah, I feel like we still talk to the mom about it. Tamara is like, yeah, hey, did you really let your little man pee in the bookstore? That's what she's just like, just say it like that. Just like, that's what Megan told me. I was just wanted to verify, is that true?
Is that, yeah, are we going in the aisles of a bookstore?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just see if the mom has a different version.
Okay, so
of the story.
My question is, do you take a sticker, slap it on the book, and give it an old manager's PP special?
Special.
And you slap a 50% off
the kid PP
on this book. Listen, it's a little...
I don't think I'm buying it.
The pages are a little bit water damaged,
They're too absorbent. That's not happening.
A little water damaged on the bit, but you get the book, this bestseller, for 50% off manager special.
No, we are damaging those out. We are not selling the manager specials. That is a no-go, sir. That is a no-go. We can't salvage that inventory.
We got a text from a listener. Well, toss a book at the kid and see if he hikes his leg. If he does, well, the story's legit. Oh, my gosh. All right.
There was one text that just came in. What if the kid just ended up having an accident in the aisle and the other kid misunderstood? Well
that's why we talked to
the mom.
That's
the case. Yeah. Well, yeah, because
that's why we talk. Yeah.
She said that, you know, mom pulled down the pants.
Mm-hmm.
So the kid could urinate. So yeah. I don't think it was an accident.
All right.
If it was an accident, you go outside of the store and you handle it.
Yeah, you do what I do. And you use this beautiful green
earth. The world is your toilet?
You use this beautiful earth as your toilet. You don't go inside stores.
Right. If it's
you go
little,
outside into nature.
It's a little boy.
Oh,
you just
my
take
gosh.
Him outside around the corner, find a bush or something.
That
if it's that kind of an extreme emergency, that's the Ben Davis way of handling it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a rite of passage for every.
Is it?
For sure.
Still in public, frowned upon, but okay.
All right.
All right. So we're talking to the mom. We're just like, hey, Megan came home with this little story. Was it true? All right. Like, what happened?
Well, hey, good luck with that. Hopefully that gives you some direction as to how to approach it. And thanks for reaching out with group therapy.
Here's what you got.